You know, barbecue being the center of a big concert like this, big show, it felt like a family reunion that's been long overdue.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but here at the epicenter of what is the premier barbecue and musical festival in the country, with Darius Rucker, Grammy-winning artist on the solo side, acclaimed member of Hootie and the Blowfish, and Rodney Scott, James Beard Award winner, Barbecue Hall of Famer, and star of Barbecue Brawl on the Food Network. And you guys both have South Carolina in common, too. Guys, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always great to have you, whether it's at the restaurants, or the barbecue, or at the concerts. This is like a really special time. I mean, Darius, I was with you at the Daytona 500 when, at the end of really what was normalness, and you were playing that. And now here, you're bringing Chicago back, festivals back, barbecue back. This is the first actual event we've had in Chicago live-wise.
Yeah, man, it's just great to have a lot of music back. It's great to be able to have this many people in one room, in one big spot, you know, to playing music to them and people dancing and laugh. I mean, that's all I want to do, and didn't know much I loved it until I couldn't do it, you know what I mean?
People are excited to have a good time, and you have been providing those times for them for many, many years. And Rodney, when it comes to barbecue, I don't think there's another food out there, the quintessential food that people celebrate with. It brings people together. Talk about, for this event here in Chicago, having barbecue be at the center of it all.
You know, barbecue being the center of a big concert like this, big show, it felt like a family reunion that's been long overdue. Seeing people you hadn't seen in years in the barbecue business, having a chance to hug them and see them again and say hello, man, it's unbelievable. It's amazing.
We cover a lot of the racing side of it, and Darius, when you think about things, we've done events where there has been music and racing and barbecue. Talk about how that combination is great as well, and your kind of affinity for racing on the racing side, of course, combination with South Carolina on the barbecue side, and then building music into it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the thing about barbecue and racing that you're talking about. You know, I mean, when you add music to it, it gets better. You know, and so I mean, doing something like this, the smoke out here, where you have like all these master chef, barbecue chefs here that are the best in the world, and they're all here in Chicago cooking for everybody, you know. And then you get a concert at later. You get a concert all day. I mean, thing getting better than that.
Is the backstage food amazing? Is it better than ever? Or do you got craft services? What's backstage?
I've been eating Rodney Scott. It's true. I had Rodney Scott. It's like I said, I was doing an interview, and they're like, who are you looking for when you get there? I was like, if you go by Rodney Scott's, you're going to be just fine.
It's a one-stop shop, but yeah, it is absolutely. A team photo of the greatest stars in barbecue that are here as well. And Rodney, being one of those great stars, who else are you looking forward to seeing here?
Man, as far as barbecuers, yeah. Oh man, all of them. All these guys got different styles, different techniques. Sam Jones, of course. It was great to see Lily Q, 20. Man, all of them. You see so many barbecue guys helping each other out, coming back, you know, just coming together, cooking hogs and music.
It really is a community, right? Unlike, you don't see the hamburger guys doing this or the chicken guys getting together for festivals and really supporting each other, like Operation Barbecue Relief. When it talks about love and continuing love, and Darius, if you could talk a little bit about like Hootie and the Blowfish, and obviously you have this festival coming up in Mexico that is great. Are you surprised at that enduring and nonstop support for the music that you made a long time? Obviously, all the accolades that you have for the stuff you're doing now, but people still love all the stuff you've been doing.
I mean, I'll tell you, 19 shocked me. I didn't. I was when we went out in 19. I was the slept rock. I was the naysayer, and I was wrong. And I was, you know, it was right now with this thing we're doing in Mexico and the sales that they already got for that. You know, I mean, it's you know, it's good to know that people still want to hear those songs.
Bringing people back, bringing so much of the music that they love back. Rodney Scott, you guys bringing barbecue back, Chicago back to festivals. Thanks so much for what both of you guys are doing. And thanks for being in Chicago today. Thanks for being on WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.